One second I have the puck, the next I'm hitting the boards and going down. I push up on my arms, ready to give whoever checked me a shot to the kidneys, until I realize it isn't my dad or Mav who hit me. It's Winter. And I'm lying on top of her. Just like this morning when she nearly skidded into the side of my Jeep, time suspends. Everything ceases to exist except her and me. Also, getting taken down by a woman I outweigh by 40 pounds is hot, and stimulating in an inconvenient way when I'm wearing a cup. A whistle blows and time moves again. I'm still doing a push-up on top of her. Are you okay? I don't even know what happened there. I'm fine. Are you okay? Her gaze drops from my eyes to my mouth, but darts back up again. You're a hell of a lot more than fine. How are you flirting with me right now? It's a compulsion. I can't help myself. She snorts. Is this how you thought a coffee date would end, then? At my confused expression, she adds, with me underneath you? I laugh. Who's flirting with who now? One second, our faces are inches apart, and next, someone is grabbing the back of my jersey. Dude, get a grip on your hormones. Mav mutters as he yanks me to my feet. Uncle Alex moves in, holding out a hand to keep everyone at bay. He drops to one knee beside Winter, who's still sprawled on the ice. Did you hit your head? She props herself on her elbow. Her cheeks are flushed. Possibly she's embarrassed by all the eyes on her, or maybe it's my cheesy lines.
I don't think so.
What the hell happened there, Randall?
Dad asks, coming up behind me and Mav.
Dunno. One second I was on my feet, the next I was eating the boards.
Girl can skate, that's for sure.
Mav says.
Damn right.
Dad agrees.
Anything hurt?
Uncle Alex asks, glancing over his shoulder and arching a disapproving brow before he turns back to Winter.
That was a hard hit you both took.
She sits up.
I'm good, more embarrassed than anything.
Nothing to be embarrassed about. You took down a guy who's more than half a foot taller and outweighs you by a significant margin.
How was pickup hockey? Did you have fun?
I hear all the unasked questions in her worried tone, like, how much did it cost? I hand her a plate and sit at the other end of the couch.
Yeah, it was free. And it was at the new arena. You know, the one the retired hockey players built?
Her eyes flare.
You mean the real nice one on the edge of town?
Yeah, that's the one. Got my skates sharpened for free and everything. She nibbles on the edge of her toast, expression growing pinched.
You didn't tell them you couldn't afford it, did you?
No, Mom. It's just the way they run things there. You remember the lady I told you about who works at the library? Clover? She runs the literacy program attached to the shelter. She's new, though. I take a bite of the cheese toast, chewing slowly to savor it. She makes a face.
Doesn't matter if she's new. She still probably thinks she knows stuff about our family.
They're not allowed to talk about the families who use the shelter, Mom. June and July can be bad for thunderstorms around here. Sometimes we had to leave the trailer for a couple of days when the rain washed us out. Then it took a few days for everything to dry afterward. Dad never came with us, opting to crash on a friend's couch instead. But since my grandma passed away and left Mom the cabin, we won't have to do that anymore. We won't have to worry about ending up in the trailer for missing rent too many times either, since the cabin is paid for and it's in my mom's name. Grandma wasn't fond of my dad, but we have to stay on top of the property taxes and the electric bill so we don't lose hot water or heat in the winter. There's a wood-burning fireplace, though, so at least we'll always have some warmth. Mom was able to cover the property taxes for the year with the little my grandma had in savings, so we have until January before we have to worry about that again.